Welcome, Judith Schumer. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Let's start with Adam Zerwin, your co-author. Who was he?
Adam Zerwin was a family friend who I knew all of my life. I knew there was a mystery, a secret surrounding him, which my family sort of let me know about, but I didn't really find out the full extent of it until I was a young adult. And that's when I found out that even though he was a Holocaust survivor, he had been accused of being a Nazi collaborator. He was able to save himself by jumping out of a cattle car window several hours outside of the Auschwitz concentration camp. I also found out that it was my father, who at that time was a journalist in New York City. It was my father who had first publicly accused him of being a collaborator.
What happened after your father's article was published?
Later on, my father found out that he had been misled. He believed Adam to be completely innocent, and he tried as hard as he could to convince other people that he was innocent. In the early 1990s, I received a telephone call from Adam's wife, Lisa, who told me that Adam had been diagnosed with cancer, that even though he was currently in remission, he was feeling his own mortality, and he wanted to write his memoirs. And she asked me if I would help him write his memoirs.
How did it feel to be asked to write this book with Adam after that whole experience with your father?
I found it fascinating speaking to him, and all the research that I did, both in the United States and in Israel, led me to believe that not only was this man innocent of what he was accused of, he was a hero. He rescued many people.
Why did people accuse him of being a Nazi collaborator?
He was one of the few from his group who had survived. And there were people there who blamed him. How could you survive? Where is my daughter? Where is my sister? Where is my mother? And they also had accused him of not really jumping out of a train, of having collaborated with the Germans in order to save himself. To the end of his life, there were people who would actually not sit at a table with him, even though my father had said to friends that he believed that he knew that Adam was innocent. There were people who, till the end of Adam's life, believed that he had been a collaborator.
What do you want your readers to walk away with when they finish this book?
This is a story of a unique man who, in one of the darkest periods of Jewish history, did what he could to save others, to save himself, to rescue as many Jews as he possibly could. I want the reader to see a picture of a very special human being.
Judith Schumer, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Schumer is the author of In the Presence of My Enemies and is the vice chair of the Governor's Advisory Council on Education relating to the Holocaust. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Natalie Van Hooser.